what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
Welcome to Brown Bag episode 76.
Is it 76?
Shout out the gas station.
That's right.
I never would go to 76. It's too expensive.
I'm Rosecrans Vic. This is Leti Paniche. Ooh. This is Duno.
Ooh. What's your gas station of choice?
Arco, the cheapest
Arco
one.
Arco for sure to lean.
Yeah, it's all.
What about you?
Ooh. It's cheap. It's
my
easy.
Gas station. Oh, Arco.
Arco.
And
hey, Arco, sponsor us, dog.
They be hella packed, though.
They be spilling into the water a lot, too.
But honestly,
what do you mean?
They be having all the oil spills. Them in like BP, Arco, goes into our ecosystem.
But honestly, I'm not gonna go to whatever gas station if I really need it.
Yeah.
I heard Shell is the best one.
Yeah, I'll do a Shell. I don't think 76s have ever been. Thing for me. Shout out to everyone that listens to us at radio stations.
Ooh.
What up, Kev?
That's how I want to be one day, where Brown Bag is like syndicated, like it plays on a little TV.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Because you see Mario Lopez there all the time. He's just like, hey, you pumping gas?
Yeah.
What's up,
Here's
man?
Here's a fun fact about the LA Zoo.
Yeah.
They keep a lot of animals hostage here.
Oh, shit.
Free the ponies, man.
Free the ponies.
Man, have you guys ever gone to like one of those like weak ass gas stations that nobody knows about because you absolutely had to?
There's like a dinosaur one.
Yeah, like a dino.
Yeah. Oh, the Dinoco or something like that. Yeah.
Or like the 7-Eleven gas station.
Oh, that's sketch. I feel so like I'm doing my car a disservice when I go into those. When I don't know the name of the gas station, it's like Lucky USA Gas. You're just like, what the fuck is?
But those
what
are probably like the mom and pop gas stations, you guys.
That's true.
Possibly. But have you ever seen a mom and a pop in the same gas station? It's all pops.
Yeah, true.
And then if you know what's crazy, if I never knew this, but like the homie Poy goes all the way to Costco to fill up his gas.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Do.
And
Costco
he pays
gas.
Like $40 and he fills up his whole tank.
Yeah.
And I'm like, football, you gotta drive all the way to whatever is Costco's closest to you and then drive all the way back. Because the closest one that has it for us is the one in by Monterey Park.
Damn.
That Costco has it. Because the one in
Burbank?
Yeah, the one in Atwater doesn't have
gas.
The gas station there. So only certain ones have the gas
station.
Have
you ever hit on a girl at the gas station?
Oh, I've definitely thrown some slick shit like, why are you pumping your own gas?
Ooh. Yeah. And there's another person in the car or like what?
Yeah, I've had one where she was like with her kid and she'd like definitely brush me the fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what I used to do? I used to be at gas stations and then I would see like a hot ass girl pumping gas next to me and I would only pump $10 at the time. So I would just act like I was filling up my tank. And I'll
just
stay there longer.
But the numbers isn't.
Just to look at her. Yeah. Bro, just to look at her.
Because,
for a
because I'm like, ooh, this, you know.
Maybe throw something in the trash.
Because it's embarrassing to pump $10 in front of a baddie.
Because
you got to know, like, this is
you got to be there longer.
Very close to my last $10. You know, there's not a bright future here, baby.
She don't know that.
I mean, what do you think? I just fucking roll around pumping 10 gas
$10 like,
to every gas station I see, like, you know? So I'll just be sitting there for a while, just like, just looking at her, like, what's up, baby? But and then also, you're like, you don't want her to come this way and then see your $10 or your like $6.93. I had some dark times in my life. But
I got sugar daddied at a gas station and it made me so uncomfortable. It was in Santa Clarita. Shout out to Santa Clarita. I was filling up and a guy came, an older man, and was like, I got that for you. Don't even worry about it. What's your name? And I'm like, I'm finished. Bye.
Damn.
I don't know. You just get like all. Oh,
did
like
you pump 91?
No, I just left. I had just left.
Gas stations.
I was like,
damn.
Gas stations also could be a little tricky.
Remember that gas station you went to that had a Baskin Robbins Burger King? Remember you had to take a shit?
The Uvalde motherfuckers is disgusting.
Let's go.
What do you mean?
If you get Baskin Robbins at a gas station, you're shit.
Well, multi-service.
Nah, it's fucking multi-fucking killing you. I took a shit there, too.
You did. And they were nice, right?
They were hella nice.
It could have been something different.
Yeah, look, I ain't gonna lie. I be shitting at gas stations. I do it.
And tag, and I bet you tag at gas stations.
I guess people are going to judge me, but when you got to go, you got to go.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, you guys, I think when people shit at gas stations, they just think we shit down. No, you put multiple layers of toilet paper.
Sometimes you hover above.
You shit so you don't get no little pimples in your ass. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Shit is dangerous.
Yeah, it definitely does. And you have to hover because those people did those carving things on the seat.
His people.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, brothers.
Sorry about that, brothers. You're tagging people? By the way, shout out to Tigers.
Hey. Whoever did that.
That was amazing. Shout out to you.
And food are toy, huh?
Damn. I don't know because I was driving to work. And I kind of peeped it before anybody peeped it. And I was like, hey, I think it said our brown bag. And so I hit Duno like, are you tagging? And he's like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, all right, when you drive to wherever today, pass by this, let me know. Or maybe I was tripping on my way to work. It's dark. And then he did. And he's like, no, Letty, somebody tagged up.
Yeah, bro, I'm a citizen, though.
Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, honestly, it would make sense. Like,
someone tagged Brown Bag Pod on the freeway, on which
the
is
on the 101,
and then it got the Novo
the next day.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, that's not too far out of line because we also saw somebody get a tattoo of Brown Bag.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Of our logo, that's shout out to nuts. Angie for designing the logo. That so it's like those two things kind of like these people are doing things.
We're leveling up, dog.
We didn't ask anybody to do anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even have that tat.
Yeah, the fan base is like at a whole other level.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody, Brown.
Shout out to everybody doing their thing, man.
That's super fire. What's next, guys? What are you gonna do for us next? You know?
What?
Curious.
Come over
there. For me later. Yeah. Yeah.
Brown Bag buys Vic a new car. I don't know.
But that was dope. Cool. That was dope to see, especially like in the city. And everybody was hitting me up, and I was like, yeah, that's cool. But everybody really thought it was me. I was like, fool, I'm like, what the fuck am I going to be doing about 3 a.m. tagging, fool? Like,
I know. He sent me a picture of his hands, too. Clean as a whistle.
I was like, fool, look. I was like, it wasn't me.
He's like, it's Hot Cheetos.
Yeah. And there's no way. And if you guys know, when you guys go painting, you're like, the inside of your nails and what? Shit like that. So it was.
So from a tagger's perspective, it's fucked up because that's a fan. Like, the fan did it.
Yeah.
But you said it was toy. Like, you don't even rate. Like, rate the bomb.
Nah, the bomb was real good. The bomb was real good. The bomb
was clean.
Yeah, the bomb bomb was good. Sometimes when it's, like, hella windy and cold, your paint kind of spreads out. So I'm pretty sure they had to go back and forth. And they went into details. That's a little.
How did you know it was windy that night?
What do you mean? I checked the weather. Oh. But I'm a tagger, so I know, you know, like, during the winter, it gets a little tricky.
It's going to be a little...
Like, taggers...
He was at Topgolf.
Think about it, fool. A tagger's worst nightmare is the rain and hella wind.
I didn't know that. So right now...
Was it the cops?
So right now is, like, the worst time for taggers.
Yeah, because the walls are wet, and then let's say you do a bomb, and then it just starts raining an hour, your shit's going to get destroyed.
Oh.
Like, most spots, it takes climbing, and you know when you climb with friends when it's wet? It's crazy. Mm. You slip or hurts more. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of shit that goes into this.
I wish
shit.
There was a movie on tagger life.
There's a couple movies.
Wild Style?
Is that not? Nah, like some LA like tagger shit.
Oh,
like.
There is one. It's worst fucking movie.
Oh,
in the world.
Okay.
Lowriders.
I need like a good.
Oh, it's just horrible.
Oh my! I just saw it for the first time, and let me tell you.
Talk to me, bro.
I've seen a lot of terrible movies, but this one takes the fucking cake. Did you know this motherfucker put a white woman on the hood of his lowrider,
like
a mural.
Her?
Yes, a mural of a white woman
for his dad's car.
Yes,
for his dad's car club.
How blasphemous! Like, I was like, no fucking way.
What if it was a güerita?
That's
or was
fine.
A white girl.
No, it was a white girl, like Echo Park, the new Echo Park, like
damn.
Silver Lake. Like, you're just like, what? And the whole time she's like telling him, like, your tagging sucks. Like, it was just so
What's
crazy.
What's the premise of the movie then?
He's
a tagger, and his dad has a car club.
Yes.
He's a tagger that has a car club. His brother got out of jail. His brother hates the dad.
Yeah, it's an evil brother.
And then it's like, but then he turned into a good brother. Mm. And then the white girl puts him on to her white customers, and they want to buy the graffiti. And, yeah, the shit's not real.
And there's no, like... there's no point to the movie. Like, it's just so bad.
The little mini dog that I did with
Not going to lie, look here. Whatever you guys are saying, it kind of sounds like cool.
No, and the acting is terrible that I mentioned. Like, it's so bad.
The little thing that me and Maximo did could have been a whole movie. And it would have been lit. There was like, if somebody really sat there and wrote a whole play out, like a little 20, 30, like a little dog, that shit would be fire.
I love it. Duno Walks.
Duno Walks.
Yeah. A lot.
A Walk to Remember with Duno.
Walk to Remember.
Hey, that's a hard title for a movie.
It's a movie. It's a movie. That's
starring Mandy Moore.
Yeah. Fuck it. We need the Duno version.
Walk to Remember. That's hard.
No, it's a good name. It's a famous movie.
Yeah. Well, shout out them. And shout out Tigers. Yeah, I know, we love you here at Brown Bag.
Hell yeah.
And if any taggers want to have a competition about who wants to tag Brown Bag all over the city.
Go ahead.
You know, we fuck with you.
We'll rate them.
I've seen some cool.
We'll rate the bombs.
I've seen some cool documentaries. I think Vice might have one. I think I've seen
one. Fucking New York has the best one. Yeah, New York has like a super dope documentary about back in the day with like the trains and shit. And that
The trains, I think that's what I see.
And the documentary is like at a whole other level.
That shit is fire.
I used to watch Infamy.
I saw this thing on, I follow this thing called Uber Facts or something on Instagram. And it says if you jump in a train, you land in the same spot, right? But if you jump on top of the train, you land in a different spot. Does that make sense? So let's say I'm in a train. It's moving. I'm in the train. If I jump, I land at the same spot. But if I'm on top of the train, it's moving, I jump and I land on a different spot.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, I've seen like all those movies and those cartoon shows where you're like, they're fighting on top of the train. And yeah.
But why inside it do you not?
I think because you're constrained with like the box of what the train is.
Yeah, that you made me think hard right now.
You get what I'm saying?
It sounds crazy. Yeah.
I've actually never been on a train or a part of one, so I'm not really sure how.
You've never been like on any trains? You're such a downy fool. What about
the
subway?
Like the Amtrak?
Like the Metro?
Yeah.
Ooh, shout out Downey.
Oh, that's a train, fool.
I thought you were talking about like a choo-choo, like with coal and shit.
Never been to
with coal?
Travel Town?
They don't have that anymore, Vic.
Yes, they do.
Coal?
The trains that run America today, like they run through the heart of the homeland, like they're still powered by coal, aren't they? They're not electric.
I don't think they're powered by coal.
Angie's saying no.
Come on.
They're powered by coal.
Is there a train expert in the building? No. But I would
ride the train. By the way, have you guys seen Bullet Train?
No. Oh, no, I heard that one sucks.
But it had Bad Bunny in it. It's actually really good.
Really?
Oh,
Bad Bunny comes out, yeah.
I need to watch it. Yeah, the person I heard talk about it says it sucks.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was
powered by diesel.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Okay, well,
coal? You thought someone with a shovel just...
Yes!
Like, when did they stop Dumbo that? One time.
When did they stop that?
Only in the cartoons.
You got a cell phone.
But I ain't gonna lie. What? Okay, for what movie has the coolest train?
Probably one of the speed movies. Or like one of those ones.
Wasn't
Harry Potter has the coolest
Spider-Man.
Train.
Oh,
Harry
Potter. Didn't Spider-Man, he saved the,
no,
the
Harry
world
Potter.
With the train?
Bruno wins.
For Harry Potter has the coolest train.
That's
what's
right.
The other movie? The Christmas movie? It has to do with a train. The train's in the cover.
Polar Express.
That train is trash. Compared to the Harry Potter train.
Yeah, there's no topping the Harry Potter train.
The Harry Potter train is like...
9 3/4?
That train is lit. That train is stupid lit.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, this week, you know what comes out? Avatar.
Oh.
And I'm super excited, but I'm also
very... You know
it's
like gonna be like 3 hours long?
I know, but I'm also very scared.
Why? Because it's gonna... If it sucks?
Because what if it sucks?
Yeah. It's gonna suck, bro.
Oh my God, Vic.
But like sucking for Avatar is gonna be good for any other movie.
Okay, the first one... And I'm sure the second one's going to be the same way.
Oh, here
you go.
She's blasphemy.
Okay, you say some shit, because if I ever check Vic, look, I'm a hater. But like,
No. Look,
be ready.
Avatar was nothing but blue people as Pocahontas. It was the entire story of Pocahontas told with blue people.
How so?
Okay, look. John Smith or whatever the fuck, the white man.
John Smith?
Yeah, right, okay. Pocahontas, right? Zoe Saldana, whatever her... character is, she's Pocahontas. Yes, okay, right. And then the invaders, they're trying to invade the earth, the natives. It's all right there in front of you guys. It's all right there in front of you. That's Pocahontas told of blue. Yes, the tree. You guys see?
But I still don't think, even if it's the same storyline or concept, like, have you ever heard of the hero story?
Yes.
That's essentially every kind of, like, from Star Wars to, like, Lion King to anything.
Yeah.
They all follow the same, like, story arc.
So, I agree. Yeah, there's only, like, seven stories in the world you could tell. Yeah. But that one is blatant. Like, that's Pocahontas. I know Pocahontas. Mm-hmm. I seen it. And Blue Avatar. Yeah, you guys look it up. It's all there. So I don't know what part two is going to be like. I didn't really watch Pocahontas 2. But I'm sure it was okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Pocahontas 2 is Thanksgiving.
Holy shit.
Right?
Bruno
okay.
texted me to say that.
No, I didn't.
All right. Okay, so tell me about Pocahontas 2 or Avatar 2, whatever.
I never seen Pocahontas 2. I fucking. Honestly, I don't give a fuck about Pocahontas. I think he's born Avatar. Talk about a man with no legs and has legs now. The big ass blue foot just running around. And then you know what he does? He goes, fuck the fucking. The chief's daughter gets a cracking.
Just like Pocahontas!
No, Pocahontas people, did they accept the white man?
No.
Nah, these people accepted him. They let him learn about their culture.
Fuck yeah, that was crazy.
They let him learn. They made him go to child and tribulation.
And they don't have like their flying horses mistake. That they stick to their own body.
Yeah, no, but to their hair. And they let him learn. They let him learn. They you know, you have to earn to be a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? They didn't just let him get it. You feel me?
You feel me?
She put this fool to the dead. This fool fought big ass machines and almost got killed by a big ass fucking big ass cracked out ass panther.
And that one army fool that got like.
And that one army fool that got scratched by the shit. Yeah, that fool's trash, way.
That fool.
Yeah, nothing to do. This shit had way more action. They live in some place called Pandora. Every time you touch the leaves, it fucking melts and does all
that
stupid,
wasn't in Pocahontas.
Crazy shit. These fools get together and figure out how to destroy big ass machines that they've never seen before.
You know what I've learned about?
What are they called? What are they called? The people?
The avatars?
No. But what are the avatars called? Like the humans?
Bitches.
What do they call them, Jose?
Come on, Jose.
Somebody.
The invaders.
What do the avatars call the
pinky sidors? He wins by having the alternate opinion because he can't lose. Everyone's going to agree with us. He doesn't mind that. But then there's going to be the people that are like, wow, Vic is so right. Let Vic live.
All fuck Pocahontas, bro.
Yeah.
No, I like Pocahontas. But I don't need to see it for 3 hours.
No, Avatar is great, Vic. Like,
I saw it.
Just like the picture quality, the animation.
The special effects.
All of that, especially for its time.
Yes.
You know, like, sometimes we go back in movies and you can see, like, it's animatronics and, like, fucking Chucky is doing this or whatever. But for us to go back to Avatar and it still be so incredible... And that's what's really
cool. James Cameron did his shit with this. Yeah. Like, it took him like 10 Navis. Minutes.
No, the Navis are the avatars. What are the avatars call the humans like us?
Yeah.
Because you know how like in Wakanda they call the white people the, what do they call them?
The colonizers.
Yeah. Well, that's not just in Wakanda.
it was a great, like, he spent a lot of time on it. But like when I analyze a story after I walked out and I'm like, yo, I just spent like 3 hours at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Watching
and I was
them
like,
animated.
Oh my God, this is Pocahontas. Like, it just all made sense in my mind. And I felt kind of like ripped off. Like, there was a fancy way of telling it. It's just like, it's not a terrible movie. I like
Pocahontas.
Give
me another movie that's whack. Like, so that everyone else loves, but you
Avatar's
hate.
Avatar's not whack.
No, like Coco is one, and then Avatar. So
yeah,
what's
top unforgivable,
three?
By
what's
way.
Your top three, like those types of movies? That everyone loves, but like, they don't impress Vic.
I never liked Beauty and the Beast. I just never got into it.
Like the cartoon one?
Yeah. I never understood.
Do you like Star Wars?
No, remember? That was the first one, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
it's like,
what about
there's no Mexicans,
there's no Mexicans
Lord of the Rings.
In Star Wars.
But there were.
Lord of the Rings was cool, but I'm not going to watch it again.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter was cool. I like Harry
Elf.
Potter. Elf is amazing.
Okay. Oh, my God. Babe.
Elf is fucking incredible. I could watch that shit 100 times.
Okay, you want to know the top three movies I hate that everybody like?
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'm not... too much of a fan of white chicks. I feel like it's kind of like over like...
That's classic cinema right there, brother.
I'll do mine after you do yours.
Star Wars is like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, okay.
I don't get the hype about it.
Yeah, I don't get the hype for it. And...
I wish one day that my power guys and my brown bag guys meet each other.
Oh, yeah?
And just like talk. Because there's one that loves Star Wars.
Star Wars is the shit.
And honestly, I've never... And, what's my third one?
Come on, you got three in you. You got another one in you. Think like a hood movie. Is there a hood movie? You just are like, meh.
Name me some classics that I watched before.
Friday.
Oh, maybe the third one is trash. Ooh. Like the last Friday.
Friday
where,
after next?
Yeah, like if you're doing too much.
The Christmas one?
Yeah, no, that one was good.
No, that was next Friday.
Was,
I didn't,
no, it was good,
I didn't
too,
like it
good.
At the time.
It was good. It was
at
good.
At the
it was
time,
good.
I didn't. I was like, this
okay,
is
I'll take
stupid.
That back.
But now I like it when I watch it, like today.
Yeah.
I get it more, I guess. It was a little more grown-up comedy.
I'm ready for mine.
Okay, go ahead.
What's
like? Okay, Godfather. I didn't fuck with Godfather. And Jorge is like, why am I marrying you? Jorge doesn't like Blood and Blood Out. He thinks Blood and Blood Out is a parody of American Me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
American Me was actually like the one that really got motherfuckers in trouble.
Yeah.
So he didn't fuck with Blood and Blood Out. And I'm taking on his opinion because I can't think for myself as a woman.
You're stupid.
Ratatouille, I never got into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you laughing, Jose? What the fuck?
No,
God?
But you were an adult when that came out. Let me.
Laughing? Okay.
It was meant for kids.
Okay.
He likes Ratatouille.
Ratatouille was cool.
That shit makes me like, ugh. Like, yeah, a rat like, in a kitchen just like cooking pasta? Yeah. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
I need to see about that.
Hey, Vic's opinions are crazy. Yeah. This what just said Avatar was like Pocahontas.
It is.
It just came back to me.
What's another movie?
What's your other one? Let's see. Let's think of one.
I'm looking at a couple. Like, okay, like, fucking, I wasn't too much of a fan of, like, A Nightmare on Christmas. Like, the Nightmare
Before Christmas?
Yeah, like, yeah. I wasn't, like...
I loved it.
It was, and that's, like, I guess you could say that was, yeah. Oh! Yeah,
it's iconic.
Back to the Future.
Oh.
Oh, I love that movie.
It was too old for you, huh?
Like, the acting wasn't the best.
You're so cute. I love you.
So, no, I guess...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox is all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and is that crazy?
No, and
is that crazy that
no,
and the times that we're talking about, times. Like you were already like they were like in the future, and then you're like, bro, this is today's day and age. Probably by the time you saw it, they're like 2012.
He was like, they just dropped these shoes.
Yeah, yeah, Kanye has them. Yeah. I don't like Superbad either.
What?
I think like that's a guy type of funny, and there's girls that like it, but it's like I don't like pervy funny. I like Elf. Like Elf is like corny, cringe funny.
Superbad.
But if we're being honest, Superbad. I if I'm a fan of like who wrote that? Seth Rogen.
Or like Pineapple Express. I didn't.
No, Seth Rogen and his partner Evan whatever.
Okay, that role is now burned out. The whole being a geek and the hot girl falls in love with you is dead. Like, there's no, that part in movie and cinema is done. Like, you did too much that you fucked it all up.
Judd Apatow, he did a lot of movies like that.
You did too much. Like I got it. Like, when the hot girl falls in love with the fat geeky dude that jacks off a lot in his mom's basement. And, like, they're weird about beer. Like, they don't know how to get beer and McLovin. Like, it was cool at the moment.
Yeah.
But now I'm over it. I can't watch Superbad again.
Not
Pineapple Express, I can watch.
I love
Electric Avenue.
Both of those movies, they came out at such a like important time for me. I was in high school watching both of those, so like nobody can ever tell me shit about either of those.
Drinking
movies.
Too. Facts.
Yes, everything about it was like, oh my god, they're living my life. Yeah. Like you know, what
your
I'm saying?
Project X, huh?
No, that was a little bit after.
No, but like that's your life. That was your high school life.
That was like, oh my god, I wish I could go to like a cool party like that.
I'm on the pursuit of happy.
That one was a little bit old. Like I was a little bit older by the time it came out, so it was like already kind of corny. I was like,
fool.
But Superbad.
When Project X came out. That was everybody's flyer for their function.
Oh, yeah. That's there were so many Project X parties forever.
Yeah, I have a funny-ass story.
Project X.
I one time signed up for, like, this acting class, and it was the guy from Project X teaching it.
Miles Teller? Really?
The smaller, like, chubby dude.
Oh, they're so cute.
The curly hair? Yeah, it was funny.
Okay. So what about you? What about you, Maximo? Top three movies that everybody's like.
I got a fucking mic in front of you. Answer, please.
Damn. I would say...
I like these conversations.
It's good.
I'm not like a big fan of like Harry Potter after like four, I think it was.
Fire.
And
four? What do you mean? Goblet of Fire's the fifth one.
You know what I hate?
Goblet of Fire is the fourth one. No.
Fantastic Beasts or whatever that movie
is. Hold on, you guys. We're having a fucking Harry Potter conversation. No. Chamber of Secrets.
No.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Chamber of Secrets.
Goblet of Fire.
No, The Prisoner of Azkaban. Goblet of Fire. Order of Phoenix. Half-Blood Prince.
And then
the last one.
What is?
I'm tripping out for some reason right now. What's the fucking seventh one?
Half-Blood Prince.
Y'all some nerds.
It's the Horcrux. I mean, come on.
No, it's not the Horcrux. The Horcrux is just...
But that happens in the last one.
That's like one of the main things.
Come on, dog.
Holy shit.
What's the last book, you guys?
Oh, from the Deathly Hallows.
Oh, the...
And then part one, part two. Sorry. So technically, there's eight movies.
I'm not worthy.
Technically,
there's
eight
movies. No, they, like, cut
movies.
Them in half. They
cut one of them in half.
But they're both 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Like, part one and part two. Like,
that shit was long as shit.
I don't know. They ended one when fucking Dumbledore died or, like, one when...
Wait, what's crazy? Yeah. You don't like Order of Phoenix? That's crazy.
You're crazy,
I think
dog.
That was just, like, the time.
Get
that
out.
Half up. Okay. So,
he's a Clipper fan, too, dog. Okay, what's going on?
But look, if we're being valid, like fucking the Half-Blood Prince, it was whatever to me. It was like...
I think it was also the time.
The
at that time, I was
like... Oh, no, the sixth one.
It'll be dark.
No, the sixth one, it was like, it gets a little
boring. Were
they
just like on a journey?
No, it's just talking.
Yeah.
Like on the Half-Blood Prince, it's like, it's more about like the evil foods, like Malfoy and shit.
My favorite is Goblet of Fire. Because it was like, looking like...
My top two is Order of Phoenix.
Look at us.
My top two is Order of Phoenix and the
prison. What about you, Rick?
Can I make a confession? I don't think I've seen after like the second one. I don't think I've seen anything.
Chamber of Secrets is crazy because he was kidnapping little girls.
The first one, I was in line.
No, that's crazy. That was kidnapping.
I was in line like with the Harry Potter, the Harry Potter shit on my like.
The lightning.
I was in line.
We should have known each other because I was too, bro.
I was in there. I was so hyped. I was like, yes, I'm in line. I'm watching this shit. I was so excited. But and then like second one was
even on the opening day.
I wanted the opening one.
Midnight showing.
Yeah. Midnight showing. But I think by the time the third one came out, I was already probably starting fucking with hoes. So I was like, my interest kind of waned. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's what happened with me. Like towards the fourth, it was just like the time I was
a little more grown.
That's cool.
I ain't gonna lie though. Like I feel like the Lord of the Rings movies are very underrated too.
They're fire. I like them. They're good. I hated the Fantastic Beasts series. I didn't really fuck with that
I fucked with him, honestly. Fool, that's what tells you that Dumbledore's gay.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That's when you find out. That's
the last one like, is when you find out Dumbledore's gay.
Like for the reason his Prisoner of Azkaban tripped me out is because the story's a line, like how fucking Sirius Black is like, he's known as he set up his dad, but he happens to be his fucking godfather that got set up.
Yeah.
And this was fucking like, this is this man that's one of these, the evilest man in the fucking world.
And it's okay that he's gay, by the way.
You should just do like watch the movie and just do breakdowns.
Okay, Harry Potter fucking podcast coming soon.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
What should we call it?
You guys will kill it, for real.
Ooh.
Loomis. No, honestly, we won't. There's people that know about every single fucking detail.
That's us.
Yeah, no.
That's definitely you.
No, but people do that. People do like literally like rewatch of series and movies, and they talk about it. It could be like a brown bag.
Fake it till we make it.
Honestly, you know what you know what I miss? Like, what I hate that I forgot.
Hagrid was Latino.
For you know what I forgot?
R.I.P. Hagrid, by the way.
For you know what I forgot is like
the books. And Snape.
Those books, bro. It's like the detail in that shit would have me in camp, just like.
Yeah, I could in camp.
Oh my, like late night, I'm trying to like put my cover, pretend I'm sleeping, and they're like, put your book away.
You were watching Harry Potter and Juvie?
I was reading Harry Potter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or reading Harry
Potter. Yeah, and the books were like,
hey, homie, what's up? The 13 second fight, and then come back. Oh.
Fucking. Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah, but that's crazy. I don't know, I never liked white chicks. Now, the fact that you said Avatar is.
Okay, like hold on. The fact that we're. And then you went there. That's hilarious.
It's because everybody hypes it up so much.
No, but before we move on, does anybody in the room have an answer that we didn't say of a movie that or show that you didn't fuck with that everybody else fucked with?
Jose, I know anybody you got one, room? Jose.
No, I like a lot of shitty movies.
A lot of shitty. That's a very great answer.
Yeah,
Josh.
Mm. Oh, that was great.
That's
great
crazy. Series.
The Office. I never got into The Office.
Oh, I love The Office.
Bro, Jakarta gets mad at me every day.
Yeah, I feel
it's
like
very particular. How do you not like the fucking comedy, though?
How do you not like the fucking Office? It's fake comedy.
I don't like it now. I've seen it, but I don't like it now.
What about you, Angie?
I don't like La Reina del Sur.
Harry Potter.
Go, Angie.
Harry Potter. Get the fuck out. You never got it.
Angie, why are you my friend? Why are you like? Why do you like me?
No, you've always known I don't like Harry Potter.
Wait, so what about Lucha?
Hey. I never been a big Lord of the Rings fan.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Yeah, hold on, Angie. I know that you don't like Harry Potter.
Yeah, you've always known.
Didn't you give me Harry Potter pajamas?
Well, just because that's because you like them. Damn, that's crazy. People don't like Angie, Harry Potter. It's crazy.
I need a Harry Potter friend.
You know,
Vic hates Harry Potter.
I don't hate Harry Potter.
You could tell
that
Vic.
That shit is fire.
I don't know, but you don't chime in on our combos.
It's because
dog.
I don't know enough about it. It was a long time ago.
But you know what movie's really
but
good?
But you know what I really like?
Poser, bro.
I only saw two movies. I like when he like slept under the shit and then like he saw his parents sometimes and then he didn't. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That was cool. Dog, if you watch after whatever, the second one, you're going to like it because you kind of grew up with that fool.
Yeah.
Like you see him like.
So cute.
But if we're being honest, for you know movies.
Watch Daniel Radcliffe. Hey, watch Brownback, Daniel. Tag him.
And we have the same name. You know what movies?
Oh, Daniel Lopez, Daniel Radcliffe.
Hey, how crazy would it be? Like, would you get starstruck if you met him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
imagine we had him as a guest on the pod.
Yeah. No, but honestly, I wouldn't even call him Daniel Radcliffe. Harry.
What if you saw Hermione?
Probably ask her on a date.
Yeah.
But if we're being honest, you know what movie's really good? Mean Girls.
Mm-hmm. It's a great movie.
Mean Girls is a fucking great movie.
Oh, yeah.
No, Mean Girls... it's one of those movies where it's like, damn, bitches are really like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's and
guys are really like that too.
My school had a burn book. My high school on Facebook or MySpace or something.
You're the fucked up.
Speaking of how Vic went that back to like how Avatar is Pocahontas. So back in my day, there was a movie called Harriet the Spy. And Harriet had a book where she talks shit about everybody. So when I saw Mean Girls, I'm like, oh, it's like Harriet the Spy.
Oh, they like ripped it off kind of?
Well, like they had the similar thing where she had a book. It looked exactly like the burn book. And she would just write like.
She observed people.
Like Edgar has crooked teeth. I think I'm gonna like you don't have a crooked teeth. But like
damn,
she was
that was
some
very
shit.
Specific.
Yo, I was just telling him that I was gonna get
this. I love this podcast so fucking much.
Holy shit!
I literally was just having a conversation
like
with him.
Just like, get strays for no reason.
Do know it's fat.
Not everybody.
Do know it's
I'm
fat.
I'm so sorry, dog. No.
Fucking Vic is never going to find love.
Yeah, like shit like that. She would write fuck shit like that. So that reminds me of the mean, the bird.
And she's a pussy. She never
classic,
said that.
I'm
bro.
Sorry, Maximo. I apologize. Sorry, I fucking apologize.
Holy shit.
You're Maximo to me. I just said Edgar because I thought of Edgar's.
That was funny, bro. I was literally like, yo, I'm going to get Invisalign.
You're a liar.
Swear to God. Invisalign, sponsor
me. But not
me.
When I was here, right?
Sponsor me Invisalign, oh, please. Oh I'm right God. Here.
All
right,
so speaking of Edgar, Edgar News.
In Edgar News, a 6'6 Hispanic wide receiver slash tight end, Ivan Carrion, has committed to Texas Tech. He ran over 1,000 yards in his last season as a junior.
Wow.
And he is a full-on Edgar. You could insert his thing. He has this much forehead, the rest, all hair, baby. And it's cool. 6'6 Hispanic. Obviously,
Texas.
We don't, yeah, he's from Texas. We don't get a lot of, you know, obviously, like,
yeah, I didn't
super
know
tall
come
Latinos.
In that size.
Yeah. And he's dominating. You feel me? Like, the last one, not to bring anything up, but the last one that we probably had at that
shit.
Size was. Actually, I won't bring
it
up.
Bring it,
actually,
bring
I won't. But
yeah,
you know
it's scary.
About, but
do you have a friend in your backyard?
Everything is going to be good. I hope. Shout out to him, though.
But I just
shout
hope he didn't fight over a gum. Or ex-girlfriend. Shit gets crazy out here, bro.
Shit gets crazy. We're going to have a positive representation of the Latino community in the NFL now.
NFL. That is a big-ass fool. 6'6 is crazy.
Yeah. We have Latinos in the NFL, no?
Yeah, it's like offensive lineman. Victor Cruz, yeah. Yes,
Victor
he was.
Victor Cruz is more like, oh, yeah, he's Latino, but he...
Yeah, he was. He was just like 10 years ago, but... No, not like that. No. I was
a
big fan of him.
Yeah, man, I'm talking about my salsa man.
Bro,
he's the real
bro,
salsa man.
He was
man.
Hard. Yeah. Well, I was his biggest fan. Of course, Victor. I was like, he's doing the salsa in the end zone.
Shout out, man. Shout out him, man. He made me. That made a lot of my good days with the New York Giants. You feel me? He caught a lot of dope passes.
New York Giants fan.
Didn't think he went out with Carucci?
He did go out with Carucci.
He went out with Carucci.
Isn't he still with Carucci?
No, he's not with her no more.
I don't know.
He's not with her no more. But when I mentioned him.
How do you know?
So confidently, he's like, nah, they don't fuck with each other no more.
Oh, okay. Go. I have another update.
All right, go.
No, but Edgar, shout out to
Oh, yeah,
Edgar.
Shout out to you, Ivan. Keep killing it. What's Texas Tech, you're going to do this thing. Huh? Ivan Carrion.
An honorary shout out to the Edgars that saw Optimus Prime, and Optimus Primo knew that they were Edgars.
Yes.
Video. Here.
I love how much... It's amazing. I love how much, like, the culture has spread to where even, like, if you guys seen a video of the Grinch over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, the socks are
high. They ask him about a sock check, and he's like, my socks ain't high, but I'm down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so
Shut
fucking
up,
cool.
Shut up, Fools Gone Wild. Y'all like, really did put light on a gang of shit.
Hey, yeah. Do either of you know Little Mr. E?
Yeah.
Like, you have him in your contacts?
Yeah.
Oh, Vic has him in his
contacts. Are we going to do this again? I don't want to call him. I'll try though.
Remember we made him call him? He said,
"Can you just try, Vic?"
I can try it.
This for the culture, bro. What are we like coming up? Live shows about to be here. We pop into these streets. They did a bomb on the freeway. We fucking are about to get a billboard, dog. What's up? Come
on. Let's call.
Is there a bunch of fools?
All right, let's call him.
Takes off. We're gonna call you.
And then we can ask him about how he feels about Wiz doing. Did you see that? Wiz Khalifa did that?
Yeah.
That shit's fucking dope.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
he did the
rap.
He did the
remix to
the... Fools Gone Wild is funny. I'm like, where do you get all these videos?
They just started following me.
You start doing that to the DJ.
Yo, that song is a banger. I couldn't get it out of my head for a while. And I pull up to the block.
I hit him back, talking down. And then she said, we shout out. I turned around, didn't I?
Like, shout out Wiz, dog.
Did you guys understand what he was saying, though? I feel like Like you got the gist. I love that. The reason why I loved it. No, I know, but that song, like, he said nothing but everything at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. That fool, that haircut is crazy. It's like, the club,
say what's up. Like, it's that shit. Update, since we're talking about dating, right? While you get Little Mystery on the phone.
Yeah.
Becky G's engaged.
I know, to a colonizer.
What? He's not a colonizer.
Hold on.
He's a white
Remember
man.
When we went to the LAFC game?
Yes.
And he was playing.
He was right in front of us.
And you guys are like banging on it. Are you guys shouting out Becky G? Becky G?
You said he was Mr. Becky G or something like that?
Have you ever seen the song, Mayores or some shit?
No, I was like, yeah, shout out your girlfriend.
You guys were heckling him.
That's the only reason we know you.
Because the ball came out to us. We're on the field. The ball came out to us. He had to get the ball, and then these fools fucking trolled.
Well, I saw
Marcy. She don't look happy.
She looks really happy. She looks so happy.
Hold on. I saw that Mario posted him and was like, congrats, mi hermano. And I'm like.
What Mario?
Mario, the stylist. No.
Oh.
Yeah, Mario Rangel. So I was like.
Oh, they're homies?
I guess so. Rangel, it made me.
Bro, Rangel.
How did I say it?
Rangel. What the fuck is Rangel?
No.
Rangel.
Rangel. And I was just like, oh, is like he his stylist too? Like now I feel guilty talking shit about him. Like you know when like you know somebody that knows somebody.
I don't give a
like,
fuck. Fuck this fool.
I mean, she does look happy.
Fool's trash.
I mean, I feel like we're all gonna. That's gonna be me next. So I don't want to hate on him too bad.
But I don't know. Her being from Inglewood, I feel like she makes more sense with her.
This is what I feel like. Okay, so we weren't around at the time. Well, we were around, but like we weren't like.
No, you were around.
I don't know. I was a little kid. When Selena got engaged or she got married, I'm sure a lot of guys were like, oh fuck, like Selena.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the Becky G. Like, oh, fuck, she's fucking engaged now.
Yeah, but let's not disrespect Selena like that. But
I don't think either is bad. But it's just like finding out the bomb bitch is off the market.
Yeah, but like, okay, how old is Becky G? How old is Becky G? Watch me break this shit down. Watch me break.
I don't know. What year was she born?
So. Yeah.
No, no. I don't know. She's 25. How old is he?
Oh, shit. 30. What's wrong with you?
It's not gonna last.
What?
I'll put money on it right now. That marriage is not gonna last because she still hasn't hit her midlife crisis yet. That fool's about to hit it and it's gonna go to shit. She's 25. She wants to have fun. She thinks it's cool right now because she did a haul, bro. It's not gonna work, bro. It's not gonna work.
What the fuck?
It's not gonna work, dog.
In Mexico, they run away at 15, dog.
Yeah, in Mexico, Becky G was raised in Inglewood.
But she's Mexican. Le gusta los mayores.
Can we be honest? It's not gonna work.
I don't know.
I mean, do most of these work in the long run?
I believe
it. Listen. When did Chicky get married for the first time?
I believe you, Becky, and then the guy was young.
I hope they work out.
No idea.
No, not anymore. He's not in the Galaxy.
Oh, he got traded, right?
And soccer player guy.
Traded his week ahead. Get the fuck up out of here. All right.
I don't think he went to Qatar.
Yeah, he didn't go to Qatar with USA.
Neither did that one fool.
Who?
The one fool that was playing fucking Sega or whatever the fuck he's playing.
Chicharito.
Yeah, but he's old too. But he's also old. This fool's not that old. Okay.
I'm just gonna drink my.
Everybody, every superstar girl that gets married at 25.
Fuck with me, babe.
The marriage never works. Should I name him?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie.
Okay. Okay.
What is he listing? Bomb bitches?
No, I'm listing a bunch of girls that got married at a young age. Why they're superstar stud.
They weren't young.
No, but they all had their first marriages around that time.
Oh, okay. Because when What's-Her-Face married Mark Anthony, she wasn't young. J-Lo. She's probably like in her 30s. Marriage. Yeah, but.
First marriage.
And then Angelina Jolie, when she married Brad Pitt, they were later on in life.
Carol G? She wasn't married, but she was damn near. Damn near might be married.
Angie! Chicky. Stop him, Angie!
You're reaching.
The all these superstar girls.
This is Sopra Sala. Get in here.
Angie, all these superstar girls, their first marriage never works.
Okay. Come sit on my lap, Angie.
Stop me when I'm wrong.
Angelica, sit on my lap.
J-Lo, right?
Ooh, she's turning up. Get over here, bitch. Girl. Sit on my lap.
I'm back with Ben.
Angelica.
That whole album that she wrote, This Is Me Then, all Ben. And look, who is she married to?
Angie, hold your fingers up.
Angie, please. They can't hear you. Come over here. I'm sorry. Come over here. Vente. Siéntate conmigo.
Fool, it's not going to work, dog. God,
because you don't want it to work.
Dog, it's... I'm not on my period. It's... Fuck, we're doing sobrasada early?
Yeah.
All right,
that was some... Oh,
bum, 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 bum. All
right, Angie, tell him to shut the fuck up, Angie.
Okay, say, talk about J-Lo again.
And not with that same energy.
I said my statements already.
Okay, and
let's just be honest. Bro, Becky G and this man are not going to work. It's their first marriage.
It's 5 years.
It's her first marriage. She's 25.
And how long have they been dating
How long have they been dating for?
I don't have my phone. Armin, what are you gonna
it has
work?
To be at least
you
like
are.
3 years.
Because Jorge, like you said, he's Mexican. He does not believe
in exits.
Well, okay, this guy is European, right?
Dog is not.
They're together.
Name me one. Okay. Angie, name me one girl that's been with her man that's a superstar level. That's a superstar level like Becky G and her first relationship and her first marriage work. Name me one.
I can't think.
Name me one and I'll give you $100 right now.
Oh, her first. Right here. I'm hugging her right here.
Letty got married. Letty, when did you get married? At what age?
She was young.
At what age did? Letty, at what age did you get married?
21.
21.
Hold on. I was about to say Shakira. What's another famous like Latina singer?
They've been together. Give me examples.
2016. Yeah, they've been together
forever. You know, that's more where I think it won't work out. Because I heard that if you're together for a long time and then get married, then you don't work out.
It changes.
Yeah.
Dog.
Thank you for that information. Not for Gucci.
I'm going to use it on my girl later.
Name one girl that's been with her man
I
since
right
at a superstar level that lasted. Name me one.
Beyonce.
Who's a...
Work.
How old was Beyonce when she got married to Jay-Z?
Young as fuck, you baby.
Yo, she was
they
young.
They were so young. Super
how old?
Young.
Give me an age.
Give them the money.
In her 20s.
Yeah.
Right when she was popping at with Disney Channel.
And this
one
disrespected her to the utmost high by cheating on her.
To the utmost high. Yeah, they're still together.
Yeah, because she's... Never mind. I'm gonna keep those thoughts to myself.
That's the exception.
No. I'm saying this wrong. For any right woman would have left another man if he cheats on you endless couple times and makes you right a home.
Endless couple times.
Dog, isn't that...
What? Endless couple times?
How long have they been married?
Since
oh, that is a long time.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait.
Okay. Okay. Let's be honest though. Well, what matters more?
Wait.
The amount of years you've been married, or the fucking self-respect? What matters more? What matters fucking more?
Your children.
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck that. Fuck them kids. Bro, it's not gonna last.
Well, how did we get here? Because I said Becky G's married.
Hold on. All right, Paulina Rubio, all them. Oh, yeah. Like,
she's divorced. She's a divorced.
Okay, what about Ross. Somebody comparable to her? Like,
I'm trying to think. Thalia? Oh, how old was Thalia? Remember Thalia took out her rib to get skinny?
Yeah.
Okay,
but Thalia, and she married an old guy.
This good, okay, right? She divorced
Mariah Carey. Oh, no, Mariah
Carey. She's still married with him.
She's still not. She's still married with him?
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey?
Who's Kelly Rowland married to?
We don't even know. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's just be honest, bro. Come on. Like, where?
Yeah, no. I mean, no, I agree with you.
We can't be comparing celebrities, though.
No, we can't be.
I know you just.
Becky G is one of us.
She's like from. She's probably your.
Becky
baby.
G is one no, of us.
Why is she,
yeah.
why is she married
us.
A Mexican?
Becky G is one of us.
Is she racist?
So if you married out of your culture, you're racist?
No, of course not. If I'm a fan of interracial couples.
Oh, my God.
But we're being honest. Who looks better, me and Becky G or me and this man?
What?
You
and the man?
No, me and Becky G.
You and her man.
What's his name?
You and her man look better.
What's his name? You said what looks better? Me and Becky G or me and this man?
Oh, I said me or
I understood what you said.
Okay.
Like, Drake makes me horny.
Okay, let's be honest.
It's okay to be gay, bro.
What's his name? What's this guy's name?
Sebastian something.
Oh, yeah, Sebastian.
Fuck that. Tell me his full name. Fuck you.
Are you crying? Did you have a buddy?
Dog, let's just be honest. Ooh.
No, I mean, 50% of marriages don't last in the first place, so you have a point. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, it's good.
I want that, and I think they will. They've been together for that long.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm on Duno's side with this one. But I hope they work out.
You
never know.
How many relationships has she been in?
You're a hater ass fool. How many relationships have you been in?
Yeah, and I've been in and fucking
and
I know that.
You're 22 years old.
Exactly, and I'm not gonna get married right now because I'm gonna lead a bitch later. I prefer not even committing
to
something that's
Becky
big.
Becky G at 25, she's
do we have any topics that we're supposed to go
we
through?
We do, but I mean, no, it's just like, he has a point.
Maximo.
It's like,
Maximo,
like,
can we get your opinion on this?
It's like a reason why I don't want to date somebody under 25 because I'm like,
Because you think it's too mature. Immature.
No, not even that. But what if it's just 25, 26? she's like 2 years younger than me. So we're good.
She's in your 20s.
Yeah, no, but we're good. 2 years difference.
Late 20s is great.
Well, Becky G and Sebastian, that's five years. And she's always like, que le gusta mayores.
So. Yeah, I know.
Okay, 5 years.
That she might be different at 28.
They've been together since 2016?
I feel like if they get out of their 20s and they're together, well, they're going to make it.
He is out of his 20s.
No, her. Like.
And guys usually mature.
Later.
I want to hear this mature psychology bullshit. Oh, my. And guys. Okay, Angie. Okay, Angie.
Shout out Brown Bag.
Okay, let's be honest.
Shout out Brown Bag.
Let's be honest. If you had $100,000 right now, would you put on their marriage lasting more than 5 years from now? Get the fuck out of here, Angie.
Yeah, more than 5 years, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, but even if he's playing soccer overseas, there's still a lot of distance.
Right now. Yeah.
They're not seeing each other. Because remember, they used to live in the same city.
Well, first of all, he's not that good to be playing overseas. Let's just put that out there right now.
He plays for the Seattle Sounders or what?
I think he plays for like the Miami Hurricanes.
I want you to play him soccer.
What? Then I'll beat the dog shit out this.
Yeah, just like you would fight JoJo and beat him, right? Yeah.
I like this confidence by Duno. Like, I want Duno to like challenge every athlete, every professional athlete. I know. I love it.
No. Shout out their relationship. It's cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Becky G makes great music. I'm just talking shit. I hope Becky G and her man don't write a fucking, what is it, a civil lawsuit against me. Because I ain't got shit but my Infinity and you can have it. Oh, I actually have a really good podcast, The Brown Bag. We'll be live.
Have it,
but don't worry about it. We'll be live at the Nova Theater. You might see Becky G pull up on December 23rd. See us there on Friday. But look, if I had $100,000, I'll bet it on the fact that their relationship might last.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's a 50-50 bet.
I think I'm just analyzing this. Like, I just think it's real.
The whole way.
I'm giving her a whole?
Yeah,
to the camera?
Yeah, it's like, it's not going to last. That's bad energy, bad juju.
I don't know. Maximo, what do you think?
Envy.
It's lasting?
More than 5 years.
Don't be a dick. You might do her video.
I would hope so.
Que viva el amor.
Que viva el amor.
No, shout out love.
While we're here, what's sombras a la Angie?
That was sombras a la Becky G.
Okay, you want to do Brown Pride?
That I said it before.
That, and then you know what Edwin did? What you always said not to do?
Edwin?
From
what did he do?
Grupo Firme, tell your girl's name. And he did it right here. Right where, what's his face? Senia Belinda.
He said
that.
Why is he, what are you supposed to do when you cheat a lot?
Allegedly.
Dog. Damn, you know what's crazy? The guy that cheated on me a lot tatted me. Fuck, you're right.
One time I got cheated on by this girl, and then she got like my initial tatted right here after. And then I took her back like an idiot. I took her back like an idiot.
Dog.
Because then they just say it's their kid.
Dog, that's what
it's their kid's name.
Dog, that's what you're supposed to do.
She's like the Beast for Virgin.
I'm
like,
you are the most famous. You are part of the most famous group right now in the world. Grupo Banda, your Mexican regional music.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're going to your room after every tour and sitting there and locking yourself in the room.
Allegedly, he didn't cheat, so.
It's a lot of.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Hey, but look, Dami didn't cheat.
No.
I'm just talking.
That's
shit.
What the media's saying. Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, brown men don't cheat.
Brown men don't cheat.
But he did that, and I was the first thing I saw. When I saw that, I'm
brown
like,
men have full separate families. Know.
That was the generation before us, okay?
Is it?
With the WhatsApp.
I feel like people can't get away with two families no more. It's a terrible time in history.
Juanito told me, said, Mom, I have you and then I have a mom in Mexico.
Who said that?
Swear to God, Juanito said that. No. Swear to God, we were leaving Legoland and we're like, oh, we're by Mexico. Oh, let's go visit my mom. And I'm like, I'm your mom. He's like, no, my Mexico mom. I swear to God.
Holy shit.
Cajore. Watch.
Leave me just watch.
Oh, no.
That's lit.
Sorry, Angie. I miss you on my lap. I love you. Watch.
Hold on.
Why did Jorito say that?
I don't know.
For burn out Jorge?
It's going to happen that way. And I told Jorge, what is he talking about?
What
the fuck is he talking about?
I'll be like, he's four. He's five. He's five now.
It's calling. Babe. Hello?
Yes.
Do you remember when we were leaving Legoland and then Jorgito said he has a Mexico mom?
Uh-huh.
Can you say it? Because they don't believe me that happened.
No, he did.
Yeah. Why did he say that?
I don't know.
Do you have a family in Mexico?
I don't have family in Mexico.
Because we were in Legoland and he was like, oh, can we go visit my Mexico mom? And I'm like, I'm your mom. And he's like, no, I have you and I have the mom in Mexico. Right, babe?
Check his bank statements.
Is that why you don't? We don't have a joint account? Is that why you went to Ensenada earlier this year?
Oh, my God, no.
All right, we'll find out.
I can barely handle one wife, let alone two. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah, but it's easier to handle two. One of them's in a whole other country, and she can't come here.
Okay, bye, babe. See, I told you that happened.
Dog, all my
Isn't
homies.
Isn't that crazy? Wow. Wait, what is he cheating on me?
Hey, look. You know what's crazy?
You guys, that really happened. What the fuck? What
no, hold on. You know what's crazy? That I've always thought about, for my homies, I was going like, yeah, before we caught our dad cheating on my mom, and we saw it through, like, that fool forgot the receipt in his pants. Ooh. So, like, when he sent the money through, like, whatever.
Oh, shit. Oh. Like a
Western Union? Union?
Yeah, or whatever. Roxel. And I'm like, holy.
The Roxel.
R.I.P. All right, what's up?
Damn, that's crazy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it used to be way easier to do shit like that back in the day.
You guys are fucking covering for
me. I could never.
Let's be honest. What do you think would hurt you guys more? If your dad cheated on your mom or if your mom cheated on your dad?
Well, it happened in my life, so.
Oh, shit.
What hurt me more? Here.
Okay, I think it's mom. Mom, right?
Well, hold on. What happened to the
I don't want to think about this, Vic. Do you want to think
about this? No. Oh, my God. But Duno's crackhead dad. Duno's dad's a crackhead.
Yeah. We have boundaries, bro.
Who cheated? Mom and dad, who cheated? Who cheated?
Vic, we always go. I just had my trauma with my husband.
I mean, I guess they both cheated on each other. Let them tell it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, see, but that's even.
No, let's call them.
They're both gonna deny. No, actually, no. My mom don't even be lying no more. My mom be like, yep.
Yep.
She just be like, yo, this is what happened. My dad will be like, I would never. And I'm like, you're my dad. Yeah. I know you. Like, come on.
He's over there.
Brown Pride. Hey. Have you guys heard of Raul Rosas?
Shout out Raul Rosas, the first.
Yeah.
The youngest, man.
Dude. Legend.
I'm
Bro's
so
ugly as shit, by the way.
Fucking proud of this kid.
Bro, so.
Okay, I'm glad he said I didn't have to. I'm so fucking proud of this kid. So fucking proud of this kid.
Nah, but you are proud of him.
Nah, I swear to God, that's so fucking cool, bro.
Está feito, pero anda de.
Yeah. You should see the other guy. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but shout out him for doing this shit.
He's
man.
A senior in high school and he won in his UFC debut. He's newly 18 years old.
Yeah.
And
still in high school, bro. He's gonna go.
Still in
home.
High school. Oh, imagine how he went to school today on Monday.
Swollen?
Well, no.
That was the ears look crazy.
Well, yeah.
Well, like
got
the boxers. Like I think when I talked to JoJo, he said that in high school people would always because they knew he was a boxer. People always try to challenge him. So I'm sure that guy probably gets challenged daily.
Not anymore.
As a UFC fight, I mean, I could see like boxers, trying to like squabble a boxer because also
he's
like
shorter.
Boxing is an art. In a sport, mm-hmm. and then there's fighting, obviously. Mm. But like UFC is like he could snap your ankle, like no holds barred. There's no cage around, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So I don't think
no
people are testing
out.
Him. Yeah, if they did, they're not smart at all.
Shout out you, bro.
But yeah,
honestly, like the JoJo shit. Like when I was like, I could probably fight JoJo, but a UFC fight, that fool kicks me real good in my thigh. It might hurt real bad.
Then, like,
like boxing is one thing, but somebody knowing how to break you and put you to sleep and
bro, they're like
and put you in a
go
hospital.
Little
and,
puppet, don't look at me, little puppet.
And fucking put you in a triangle jiu-jitsu move, like that's next level, pop.
They're on some 1,000 ways to die. Choose one, like you know. That's like that's some shit you don't want to fuck with.
And this video of his family recording and reacting to it is like the best thing in the world. Like imagine Latino parents reacting to you beating another man's ass.
Yeah, normally we get hit for that.
I like how, hold on, real quick, pause it. And I like how they were even like, chica la tía, la bim bom bom, para arriba, para abajo, ra ra. You feel me? And Raul.
Now that's dope as fuck. You know what I find interesting that like, since UFC is so popular now, I feel like someone like him, if UFC didn't exist, he'd probably be a boxer. Right? Oh. But I feel like a lot of talent goes into like, do I want to be UFC? Do I want to be boxer? You can obviously probably get into the UFC way faster than you can into boxing. Yeah. You know,
and if we're being honest, that fool has a UFC body like type. Like that fool's lengthy. His legs are long, so he could do like a lot of the fucking like the grappling and like fighting and like certain moves. I'm a fan of bro.
Would you guys let your kids be in like UFC?
No.
But you said football, not even football.
Let's say if he was though.
You guys see, I'm a little pussy.
No, I know. Let's say if he was, would you go watch his fights or would you be like?
I'd be so scared. Like I think Canelo's kids, they always cry. Mm. I'd be that.
It's different.
You like Manny Pacquiao's wife when he got knocked out?
Oh hell yeah!
Oh yeah, she died.
It looked like he died.
Yeah, we all thought.
It literally looked like this fool died.
I ain't gonna lie.
He looked like what's it called, Russell Wilson?
Oh, he did? Yeah, oh, I didn't see that.
Crack. And he just was like fucking.
Oh, shit.
Stone face.
Yeah. If I ain't gonna lie, my sister was there when Marcus knocked out Manny Pacquiao. And she said that when he knocked him out, it went quiet. And the first thing you heard was his wife scream.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Fuck that fool. We knocked that fool out. We got one.
That's right. Okay, hey, let's talk about Marquez. Our lick back.
Marquez is like a unsung hero because he went like a series with Pacquiao, and they always gave it to Pacquiao because I always went to decision. Mm-hmm. And like with Pacquiao, you have to like literally knock him out to win. Mm-hmm. But like Marquez would outbox him, like really win this shit.
Yeah.
And so then the last one was like, all right, fuck, I'm gonna knock this fool out.
He walked into that shit and ate.
But still, we haven't fucking like bigged up Marquez for knocking out Manny Pacquiao. Like,
you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy?
Round pride.
You know what's crazy?
We'll never forget.
Knocked out the Filipino.
We'll never forget.
If we know what's crazy, the round was almost over.
Yeah.
The round was almost over. But he read it, and that shit damn near looked staged, dog.
Yeah. I'll never forget watching it, and dead ass, I was like, oh.
And then all Manny the memes. Pacquiao's I just remember, like, the him memes. Sleep.
Oh, yeah. When he's asleep on the race car bed?
Yeah, oh, shit.
They did classic. One where he was, like, Snorlax on the Pokemon card?
Hilarious. Yes.
Yeah, she was tired.
Fucking sleep.
That's yeah, that weird. Shit's wild.
Great time. Yeah. We have another Brown Pride.
Greg C. From Power 106 and...
Whoa.
I thought it was... the Linwood Parade.
I thought it was general ticket.
Shout out to the Linwood Parade.
I know. Why didn't you go with us?
Remember when I told you guys we need to start going to parades?
Okay, I'm on Callie's head. Fuck you, Callie.
Downey,
you said you could get us in.
To the Downey Parade?
One day he's like, Downey Parade's going on right now.
It's like, fuck I thought you. We should've
thought
been we were going.
I thought you had homies at the city. Like,
I got an in on Downey, by the way. It's like a real, like...
Hey, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna fuck it up, sis.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Greg C. He got a plaque.
That's fire.
From Linwood?
From Linwood.
What's the plaque for him?
For being in the parade, celebrity guest, Power 106.
Celebrity? Dope. Why you didn't get the plaque? I don't know, I'm asking.
I just had more. So.
Yeah, more, yes,
this
sir.
This is the first one. It's the first one, yeah. But
I love Duno.
So I was posting at the Linwood Parade, and Duno slides in my DM. Like, you never do this with Brown Bag.
He has a point.
Yeah, man. Shout out Greg for being winning best third host ever.
You know what's crazy is that I get shit all the time from Power that why do I always only post Brown Bag shit?
It's like back and forth.
And then, yeah. It's like,
man, shout out Greg. He's actually really cool as fuck.
Yeah, cool.
That fool's a cool ass fool.
And he's a Padres fan.
Yeah, if you guys don't know who Greg is, it's the Padres fan that...
One.
That fuck, he got one on.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
Oh, fuck it, you can have that plaque.
Yeah.
That shit look fake. Yeah. Linwood, get your budget up.
Damn!
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Southgate would never.
Do you have a plaque?
No.
Fuck it, what city does Linwood, like it's right next to it, maybe they have some...
Southgate, HP.
Oh yeah, HP and Southgate would have gave us free King Taco forever or something.
Well, to me, it's like we should be in those shits.
Yeah.
I was at the Linwood Parade and the sheriffs were there. Shout out the sheriffs.
They hugged you?
They were like...
They were trying to crack it?
But they were telling me about the different parades they have to go through all week because it happened last week, all the parades. Like all the Downey one. I think there was a Southgate one.
Yeah.
The LA Hollywood. Sure. Yeah. We need to be in that. Next year... Brown Bag. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? There's never been one like in my city or my area.
Yeah, in Echo Park.
Like just like they've never done one from like Echo Park all the way through like
Pico. They probably Union. There's probably too much traffic to like stop traffic.
Or
you know
it's just very fucking dangerous.
That too.
True. Because
but like the East LA parade is pretty dangerous.
Yeah, but it's like
Mexican
a really
Independence Day. It's during the daytime because it's that dangerous.
Yeah, but it's like a very big main street.
Yeah, it's those types.
And it's a little
there's
different.
There's a Compton one.
Oh, but you know what they do have? Actually, they have like right there, MacArthur Park. They do a lot of the Central America shit. Like they do like the concert for the
Salvadoreño. They do like in May.
Oh yeah, I went to a Peruvian one in downtown.
There's when did you do that? No, I'm just kidding. there's a Lennox Mexican parade.
Why are you hating? Why are you bringing more trauma? My baby daddy is Peruvian.
That's what the fuck?
Why are you doing that, baby?
I just asked you a question.
No,
did you give a baby?
What is the first Mexican I dated? And then I married him. Everybody else has been like South
Becky G.
My son randomly said, hey, I was talking to my son. He randomly said that he was going to marry a Mexican woman. And then I told his mom, she's like, what? Because she's Salvadorian. And I'm like, I don't know. He just said it. And then I told him in front of her. He's like, I didn't say that, mom.
Oh, because she saw me?
Yeah.
So I've been following Jorge before we dated. We've been homies. And I remember one time he tweeted about how he's going to marry Colombian. So that's the number one thing I've thrown in his face. I'm like, what is it? Because I'm not Colombian?
So can he go to Colombia?
I'm sorry, I'm not Colombian.
Can he go to Colombia?
If I, of course, you never forget. That's the true colors.
If it was a guy's trip, can you go to Colombia?
Hell the fuck no.
Damn.
I'm in the fucking stove. Like, the story, yeah, like, what's up?
In the suitcase?
And Colombians are bomb. Shout out to all the Colombian girls.
Shout out to the Colombians.
Shout out to half Colombians, yep.
Damn, that's funny as fuck. I can't imagine Lil Vic just be like, yeah, I'll marry a Mexican woman.
And his mom, Salvi.
Yeah. His mom, Salvi. And Lil Vic looks Salvi as shit.
You think so?
Yeah, bro, you're European, and the whiteness he gets from the Salvi just attached.
Yeah, for sure.
Lil Vic looks good in a USA jersey.
Do Salvis love being from America, or are they just...
Yeah, because they hate Mexicans, so it's like be our...
Number one rival, I guess.
Yeah, like kind of like be with our number one beef.
Yeah.
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah, shout out to us for being...
Shout out
to
us. What are we doing on Wednesday, you guys?
Oh, Vic.
Wednesday.
Before we move on to Wednesday, we have one more Brown Pride.
That's right.
But from Wednesday.
Jen Ortega. Incredible. Maximo, use that microphone in front of him.
Let's go.
Let's go, thank Maximo.
You. Pause.
Feel a dick.
Pause, bro.
Pause. What? How's it pause? Hey, if a,
Finish. Come
all right,
on.
All right, I'll ask you later. Jen Ortega from Wednesday. It's a show on Netflix. The show has become a hit. It's top incredible. 10.
It's breaking all these records.
Breaking all types of records.
It's breaking Stranger Things record, too.
Stranger Things, probably. What's the other one?
Oh, my God. There's another show I didn't like.
Oh.
What?
I'm seeing what type of Hispanic she is.
I already looked it up. I was being a creep. She is Mexican and Puerto Rican.
Being a creep.
But she does.
That's a beautiful fucking mix, dog.
Yeah, and she
she's Mexican and what?
Puerto Rican?
She's beautiful.
Who is it?
Jen Ortega. She's bomb.
She's actually from the Coachella Valley.
She's from the Coachella Valley.
Yep. What part you think? Is she from Indio? Is she from Palm Springs?
It didn't specify. She just said
Coachella Valley. Yeah, she interviewed with.
But she's also been a child actor for a long time, so it's probably grew up there. But
oh, she's in Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, she was the little girl.
She's in Rugrats. I mean Rugrats. Little Rascals too.
Oh shit! Okay,
she's
yeah.
In, she's how old is she?
She's like 20.
She also came on the show You. Wasn't she the little sister?
She was, yeah.
The little sister in You.
Oh, she's 20 years old. Okay. And,
Jane Ortega.
A lot of people are...
Also, shout out the whole cast. It was a lot of Latino cast.
But, what do you think is Coachella Valley? Because there ain't shit out there, dog.
That's why she can focus so much on her acting.
Like Palm Desert, Palm Springs, Indio. She's probably
Cathedral
from Indio.
Cat
City.
Bro, she's been in Iron Man. The vice president's daughter.
Yeah.
She was in his city as chapter 2, Annie. Yeah.
Okay, look. So
it's about time we get up on her.
Yes. So I want to make a prediction. So you said that she was in Iron Man as the
vice president's daughter.
I feel like this is like the trajectory of Hollywood actors these days. She's probably going to get her own Marvel movie. Like they're going to bring her full circle. You know what I'm saying?
And I think
like
she's gonna be on Scream 6.
Oh, yeah. She was in the Scream franchise. She's done a lot. When I looked up her shit, I was like, wow, she's been busy for 20 years old. Like, she's done her shit.
Yeah, she was saying that her mom would actually, I think her mom was a nurse,
mm-hmm.
and would drive her to L.A. for auditions and then drive back to Coachella Valley.
Damn.
To be a nurse.
That's amazing.
And she would just come back and forth driving her, to make sure she got auditioned.
She's been in, like, CSI, Insidious Chapter 2.
Okay, do you guys think me and this girl make sense? Oh, she's only 2 years younger than me.
That's right. That's right up your alley, dude.
Should I slide in her DMs?
You should.
I'm gonna show
her. Sliding her DM right now.
Right now.
Tell her we love her.
Tell me what you write her.
Let's workshop this.
Yes, because she's not just Mexican. She's Puerto Rican. Yeah. Okay?
Mama huevo. All right, what was her IG? Was
Jenna?
That's probably her name.
Jenna Ortega.
Why does it have to come up with the underscores? And
nothing. Yeah.
Okay, she don't follow anybody I know. She don't follow any rappers.
That's my first look, too, always. All right, so.
She's DM'd me before. I'm just kidding. Ah! Got you.
She's seen you on TikTok.
Why does she have Planned Parenthood on her bio? Horny.
Maybe that's her cause.
Donate to an abortion fund, birth control methods an option, the state of abortion. Okay.
Shout out Wednesday.
What do I hit her with?
Shout out Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Something.
I followed her. Now what do I hit her with?
And I'll be like,
what it do,
I'm a
baby
huge
girl?
Fan.
Nah, that's corny.
That's corny. Say, I'm a huge fan.
All right, then don't fucking ask. Just fucking do it.
Okay, you're a girl.
Just invite her to the live show.
Ooh.
Let's go.
What it do?
You're making us proud, baby girl.
What's the deal, mama?
Say the show's on a Friday, but you wish it was on a Wednesday.
Ooh. Oh, this guy. You're a little too good at that.
All right, what's the deal, mama?
No, you did not okay that.
Okay. Hey.
That's so fucking funny. That's
nah.
Good. I wish it was on a Wednesday, mama.
You should do something like, "Hey, Cinder. Hey, Jenna. Looking for a fella."
No, you gotta send her a voice note. A voice memo. All
right.
Voice memo and just tell her something.
Do not.
Everyone tag Jenna that we're fucking.
What it do, fool? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. What should I DM her?
You invited to the show, bro.
She gives me like, I want to kill my mom.
By the way, that kid did a remix.
He did.
Yeah. I love my mom. Love my dad.
Ask her what's her favorite Harry Potter movie.
Thank you for watching it.
Yeah.
Ask her. I just want to know what's your favorite Harry Potter movie.
Come on, puppy.
All right.
What it do, baby girl? I want to be in the, if I want to be in your next,
no, just no,
next
no,
production.
No. I just want to know what's your favorite Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
She watches Harry Potter for sure.
What's your favorite?
It's a good Vic.
Favorite.
What's your fucking jungle
Harry. What's your favorite?
Yeah.
It reminds me of
my Harry Potter movie.
Hilarious. Say, I'll be your sorcerer stone.
Sorcerer. It's your Harry Potter movie.
Give her a Wednesday reference.
Yeah.
Reference?
Because, okay, I love let's about Wednesday because we didn't talk about Wednesday.
Let's go on a date. I got you on tacos and a 40. Oh, you're 20. You're not 21 yet.
You gotta be like super OD corny and be like, you know, my cousin said that you were it.
Yeah.
And like, I just want to show you this thing I got. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's go on a date.
Right?
I haven't seen Wednesday, but I heard it was good.
I haven't seen Wednesday. Can I take you out on Saturday?
But look. This was the first one. I just want to know what your favorite Harry Potter movie is. Let's go on a date. I haven't seen Wednesday, but I heard it's really good. And the homie from the block said I should be your what?
Thing.
And the homie from the block said it would make sense if I'm your thing.
Yeah.
I would make it. Say it again.
Thing, because thing is the hand that follows.
The homie from the block
said we could be a thing. We could be a thing.
Tommy from the block said.
We could be a thing.
It would be great or something.
No, it would be great.
Okay. Hold on.
Wait, let me tell you.
Hold on.
In the show, when she's like, it's going to be painful, I'll enjoy that. Like, she likes when you use, like, words that are bad.
Okay, let's just be honest.
She likes it.
Okay, let's just be honest.
Like, I promise it'll be horrible.
Let's just be honest.
Yeah, like, shit like that. She
okay,
likes.
Look,
that's how it is.
On
in
a date.
In
I haven't
shit.
Seen Wednesday, but I heard it was really good. And the homie from the blog said that I should take you to some really terrible tacos.
Yep.
Yeah.
High five.
And the homie from the blog said, I should take you to some.
And then shot them at, like, sour, very, like, Lil Spanto or some fucking
very
like,
horrible.
Crazy. Scary shit.
No, just be like, pull up to the live show, December 23rd, the Novo.
Let's go on a date. I have something. I'm a fucking idiot. Huh?
He's really running it.
But I heard it's really good.
He already sent something.
Said I should take you to some very horrible tacos.
Yep.
Let me know the deal, mamas.
You just really want to call her mama. She might not. I'm assuming that's your line. That's your go-to.
Guys,
oh, sorry, I was taking a screenshot.
This is, no, Vic, can you read it?
This is real.
Read it.
This is real. He really sent it.
No, you read it out loud, Vic.
Okay.
Angel just, knows voice.
Fuck you.
Do it, Vic.
I just want to know what's real.
I want to kill my mom. Four times.
I haven't been smoking cigarettes my whole life. Just recently. All right. I just want to know what your favorite Harry Potter movie is. Question? That's the first message. Second message is, let's go on a date. I haven't seen Wednesday, but I heard it's really good. And the homie from the block said, I should take you to some very horrible tacos. Let me know what the deal is, mamas.
Boom.
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 If I have a live show on the 23rd, I could get you AA.
Send her this.
Yeah, you might win a, for you, for what the guy, you might win an Emmy with Wednesday, but with me, you'll win love.
Ooh. She likes bad stuff.
Okay, well, you might get shot with me.
What?
Actually, she
not
might like
by
that.
Me. We don't support
with
any
him.
Woman.
No,
abuse.
It's not no.
Come on. Holy shit. This podcast is great.
What? I read the deposition. It's looking bad for him.
That was not bad.
Yo.
Free the guys.
On God.
I feel about to be with the kind of jail.
If someone shoots me, you're going to say free them? We
slide. If they shoot you, yeah, he might not live to make it a court.
I love you, but do know.
That's right.
Okay. All right. All right. Do we have any topics we have to do?
Now, this podcast has been great.
No, it's been a great podcast.
This is going to be my clip, and I'm going to post it.
Of you hitting on Wednesday?
Fuck yeah.
And everybody tag her, dog.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we got some. I'll take two clips this week.
I'll take two clips.
Becky Jean and your marriage.
Hold on. One might, like, ruin your chances
with
the other.
Yeah.
I would.
I'd Jenna. Yeah.
Becky
Jean's already said
Becky
yes.
Becky
Jean's. No, she's going to know how to treat all these other bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Respectfully.
I'm just kidding. Respectfully, Becky G. I love you. You know, the mayores.
Are you older than her?
Am I older than who? Than Jenna?
Than Becky G.
Becky G. No, I'm younger than her. Mm. You know my age, fool. What? I thought we were friends. Yeah. I'm 22. She's 25?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's 25.
And then...
What do you guys want for Christmas?
Ooh.
Oh. Why? Is it
really
a trick
question? No, I'm really asking. I asked Vic what little Vic wants for Christmas.
Honestly, you
want
to
tell me what Max and Emma want.
Emmy?
You want to know what I want? A little bar from my office.
A
little bar setup. I'm like at that I'm like at that phase right now where like I want cool shit from
like
my office.
Like furniture, yeah.
Yeah, like.
That's fire.
Maybe. Honestly, I didn't ask for much. I think I told my sisters they could get me another laptop. Like they could all match it on another laptop. Or something like that. I don't know, something cool shit.
It's pretty cool.
What about you, Vic?
Material things? I don't.
Material girl.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Vic, probably nothing.
Ask for what you want, bro. It's okay.
I mean, I guess a new pair of, like, Air Forces. I don't know. Something useful. I like...
Vic, let me see your wallet, Vic.
A gallon of Jamaica?
Let me see your wallet.
A gallon of Jamaica? Oh, yeah.
Because we got Duno a wallet.
Yeah, which is a very great wallet. At first it was hard because
once you get
would get stuck and the lady would be like...
Oh, Vic has a good wallet. No, but I think you need
it. It's a little dated. I got it like
2014.
No cap.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let me sure we blur that.
What about you, Maximo? What do you want for you?
I don't know.
I'm Fanta Claus.
Fanta Claus?
Juana, Fanta, don't you? Fanta? Hey, which Fanta girl do you like? Strawberry for me.
Grape.
Oh my god, you know what you could get me?
like my cigarillos.
The fucking Dodger Dunks.
Just kidding.
Dodger Dunks.
You give me the Dodger Dunks.
Jackie Dunks. Robinson or the Dodger ones?
The Dodger ones.
Dodger ones.
The Jackie Robinson ones were fire.
Fucking 11, eh?
The 11s? Damn, your size 11?
Or honestly, you know what you could get
Shout
me?
Shout out to you.
You know what you could get me? The Unions.
Are you really a size 11?
I swear to God. You give me the Unions. The ones that Vic had, the left line.
Oh, thank you.
Jenna, hit him up.
What do you want?
World peace. For my kids to get along.
Netflix are beefing it right now?
They beef it all the time. I can't stand it. I was hoping, like, once they got older, it would get better. Once they get older, it gets worse because now they, like, they prank each other. They like they like seek each other out. Like they try to like one up each other. Like it's crazy.
Okay, if there was like a baby ring boxing matches all over the world,
who wins?
No, fuck. Which kid are you putting to Jorjito. Take the winning prize?
Jorjito. Jorjito is fucking Ryan Garcia times 5,000. Wow. If it's Ryan Garcia and Tank were mixed together, that's Jorjito.
Jorjito.
Yeah.
So what about you? What kid are you putting up there? Emmy or
Max for sure.
Max. Max.
And you only have Little Vic.
Yeah, but it's not looking too good for him. I'm serious. He was fighting with his cousin yesterday. His cousin's like way bigger. My cousin Raymond. And I was just like, dude, I gotta get this kid in boxing class.
Why? What was he doing?
He just like, ow, ow. I'm like, oh, my dad. But he
has his own life.
Dude, my dad was getting so mad. My dad is, you know,
yeah, that fool, don't be a little girl. Like, yeah.
And he's just like, well, dad, save me. And I'm just like, yeah, you're on your own, buddy. That's how I grew up. For like, real. You know, like.
So Jorjito, like, so Jorge has Jorjito around like
older fools.
Like 60s, right? And so they like boxing. Yeah. So there's this guy named BH on Nipsey's crew.
Yeah.
And he'll fucking, he'll go bodies with the kids. But Jorjito's right there like, pa, pa, pa. And I'm like, this is too much. I can't help it. Like, he'll go really hard. Like, if you put your knuckle out to do a dab, this fool is socking you like if you're playing Bloody Knuckles. Like, I can't help it.
That's fire.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's part of the 60 Crips. I don't know.
Allegedly.
Call number four.
No, but it's like
a brotherhood.
Yeah, baby infant.
No, but it's like
he's recruiting too.
No, but it's like
he will legit be the first little Mexican in 60s.
There's a couple of Mexicans from there. True. So look, Aiden is down to squabble, but he's more about like, no, I want to hug you. My niece, them, I was gonna say, them two little girls is wild. Fool.
Damn, what's that one boxer girl? You know who I'm talking about.
They like squabble.
Ronda Rousey?
Oh, Ronda Rousey.
They're fucking Ronda Rousey.
What's she? She's a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey got knocked out.
She got.
Who's the girl that knocked her out?
But then she lost too, right?
Speaking of that,
Holly Holmes.
I'm going to air out some family laundry real quick.
Let's do it. Fuck it.
One of my cousins, remember where I said the one got impregnated by Wild Edgar? Mm-hmm. So she went to Chicago with all the rest of my family. Mm-hmm. She got down with one of the girl cousins out there.
Shit.
Why?
They said they were just drunk and shit. That's like, what happens, you though. Know, drunk girls.
Were they at Mo's Cantina?
Nah, I don't know. It was in Chicago. They were just, I don't know. Apparently they were in the car. They started fighting in the car.
Arguing though.
No, like squabbling while they were driving. Who's then they driving? Stopped. I'm assuming the one that's from Chicago.
For the kisser?
Then they no.
Remember his cousin kisser?
Oh my God.
No, same fact. Dude. Same family though.
Vic, don't laugh, Vic.
It's so funny.
That's your family.
I love my family, and they watch this and they support me every week.
They
love
do.
They're gonna be shout like, "Fool, shut the fuck up."
They already know this happened.
Stop putting this shit out there.
No, I'm not naming any names.
It's funny because my mom was like, "Hey, don't be putting this on the podcast."
Even though
that's my mom's girl. My sister be getting, they don't give a fuck.
Even though one of the ones that got down. The one from Chicago, she's like low-key famous, like at least on Instagram, like
what?
And TikTok. Yeah, like she has a super huge following. I'm like,
how old is she?
Is it Brianna Uyoa?
No, that's my sister. No, that cousin is. I think she's 20.
The Wild Edgar one?
No, yeah, she's 10 years younger than me. So I think her and the girl that. My other cousin? Yeah, they're
so it's your cousins. For you a hater, dog.
Hey, chill. Homie,
hey, yeah, let's go to Cincinnati. We can host Mo's Cantina.
I know
Mo's
how
Cantina,
you are.
Holla at us.
How what do you over mean? There.
I know how you are.
Did you let him kiss the cousin you kissed?
I never kissed a cousin. I never kissed a cousin.
That's funny. If I go with your cousin, you get jealous.
I would.
I thought it was.
No. Oh, my God. It definitely.
Vince. Rosecrans Vince.
Yeah. Shout out my
boy. Hey, I wonder. Vince. Hey, hold on real quick. Like, I'm trying to like think about this, right? I wonder, like, if and everybody in Chicago. Says...
I've never said his name on the podcast.
Oh, I'm gonna keep bleeping.
Sorry.
He's the one that kissed
He's
the cousin.
The cousin.
Yeah.
Okay, I wonder, if they sit, like, that food just, every episode it gets worse for him. Like, they slowly just keep disowning him.
I don't think he watches, thank God. I don't think he watches.
But he kissed the other... cousin.
wait, do both your cousins that are 20 years old and very beautiful watch?
I don't know. I don't think
if you
so.
Wanted to fuck one of my cousins, I would let you.
You would?
Yes.
I appreciate that, man.
You can't fuck my sisters.
I didn't ask you.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
But like, there's like a lot.
Shout
there's
out, Cookie.
Whoa.
What?
Vic said he was a Cookie Monster.
Yeah. Oh, why'd you say that?
He said he wouldn't ask you, dog.
No.
You'll find out later.
No,
Nico?
No, no. No, no, no.
I just walk in. Vic's eating like pasole with my mom.
Thanksgiving?
Vic's not Thanksgiving?
He's like, I got you a gift, no.
Oh,
when you walk in,
I walk by. I'm just that was leaving my house. He slapped me on the head. Oh my god, I hate your little brother, dude. Holy fuck!
Oh,
me
shit.
And Vic could never host clubs again together.
Oh,
just
shit.
Be snitching on us for the whole time. Are you breathing around here, fool?
And hey, you would be a snitch to like.
Yeah. What? Yes.
Yeah.
For my sisters.
I feel like that's why me and my brother-in-law can't get too close.
Yeah, like. It gets tricky.
Yeah, it's just like, there's like a certain, like, I don't know if he does anything wrong. I hope not, you know, but it's like, he would never do anything in front of me.
Yeah, but you don't want to make it like more opportunities for activities.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no more squabble. Okay, so they squabbled in the whip. That's dangerous.
They squabbled, they got out the car and then squabbled.
Did she have,
is there footage?
Was she ever with?
No, I don't think so.
Was she with her wild Edgar?
No.
Oh, yeah, because one of your.
Yeah, no. She just went out there. It's embarrassing, though. I feel bad for my grandma because, like, my grandma, like, took her out there. She's never really been to Chicago.
She went out there
like
just
that.
To get her ass beat?
Damn. No. My cousin, the cousin from Cali is, like, it was funny because we're having a conversation. We're like, damn, man, like, because we're all part of the Cali family. And then the Chicago family, we all love each other. We're all, you know. But I'm just like, damn, like, they probably look at us like we're ghetto as fuck, huh?
I mean,
because it's like we're
Chicago's
always doing
ghetto,
shit, like,
dog.
No, yeah. But the way we act. Like, as a whole, not like me, but it's just like, it's not the first time some shit like that happens, you know?
Who else went out there and got their ass beat?
Nobody gets their ass beat. But
Vic, have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah.
I witnessed
it. Talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when you kicked the guy.
When he stepped on the homie's shoe.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
That happened.
And then
I got into a few fights like 2020, 2021.
Oh, so your grandma flew your cousin with the wild Edgar baby out there to go meet
her. The wild Edgar baby.
Yeah.
To go meet, that's what he called it, to go meet the family, and then she just want to go squabble.
She ended up squabbling.
But then, the family from Chicago kind of has to take the one from Chicago side because they know her
Chicago.
More.
Yes.
So now she's alone in Chicago.
Yes, till Sunday.
Till this Sunday?
Oh, yes.
Oh, fuck.
And that happened like last week.
They got to go to the live show and tell us the recap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell them. Yeah,
they're coming.
Y'all tell her to come.
Hold on. What? Were they staying at their house?
I'm too buzz for this
shit.
Oh, okay,
I don't know. I don't know.
It's
all
still
the
tricky.
Can you imagine they're staying there? They'd be like, you gotta go. You're
no,
like,
for
fuck.
Sure. They would be like, yo, you gotta go.
Victor, come on, bro.
No, but it's like, it's different.
It hits, huh?
Yeah, it does.
It's different crazy. because okay, I love this cheese man, by the way, because I'm gonna tell you guys something
yeah,
mine right now.
Angie, where you at?
I'm found out to throw some dirty laundry too.
Yeah.
Fuck it, is what it is.
Let's throw our family.
Yeah. Fuck our family part two.
Jorge has another family in Mexico.
Holy shit. Okay, this is what I'm trying to see.
Yeah.
Imagine being like, okay, she's 20, right? So to your grandma, to you guys, she's a baby. So it's like, damn, we're trying to care for her. Nobody really knows how the baby-daddy relationship is. You want to be there for her emotionally. And then she goes over there, and then there's a popping Instagram cousin.
Mm.
And then they squabble, and then it's probably like, you know, I mean, I don't know their relationship, but I could only imagine some of the shit my sisters have said to my cousins. Like, fuck, how's your baby-daddy not even in your baby's life? Like, you know, shit like that could get a little personal, you know what I mean?
You never know what. Yeah, I don't know what was said at all. Like, I really heard it like third-hand information, you know, but... At the same time, like, I know how my cousin is. Like, she be getting down a lot.
The wild Edgar one.
Yeah, like, she's with the functions. Like,
okay.
She, you know, like, shout out to her. She's cool as fuck. But it's just, like, I know how she is. And the other ones out there, I don't know them as much. You know, obviously, I love them and I see them when I go out there. I don't know their personalities as close, but they don't seem like fighters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you could kiss one of your cousins, which one?
What the
hey, yo. None of them. What the fuck?
Sarah. I'm just kidding. I have my cousin named Sarah. You like that?
Real one. You real like one.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I would never kiss.
Would you?
I don't know,
which
Vic.
Primo?
I don't know,
which
Vic.
Primo
don't try to flip it on me, Vic.
No,
which one over the car wash?
Wait, which ones?
The one from the car wash?
Oh, you went to... Dog, my cousin died, bitch. And that's why we went to the...
No, I know. I said the one from the...
They were his brothers, you fucking asshole.
Okay, okay. We have cousins that died, too. Dog, you made me feel bad for them. Why are you laughing? Some of your cousins, they're cool, by the way.
They're really cool.
Yeah. Cool as fuck. Well, why the fuck it up, Letty? Fucking shithead.
I need to pee.
You guys, we're having one of the funnest times we've had in a long
time. If I airdropped you a photo of my tits, would
hey,
you
we're
look
not listening.
At it? Yes or no?
Shout out Rudy Valencia, you guys.
No, yeah. Would you look at it? Yes or no? Is your answer no?
No, I'm gay.
Vic, for research purposes, don't lie.
Everybody's curious to see what everybody's nipples look like.
Just, it's not because I'm Letty, it's because you're curious how every human looks.
Not every human, but you know, everybody's like,
what does it look like?
What colors? You know, we just want to know. As men,
colors.
We're just like,
colors.
The other day, I seen some that I always wanted to see, and I was like, this is amazing. I'm like, I just knew it. Like, I don't know. I just knew
really?
It.
Really? You saw his tits?
What are we? No.
You kicked off in this. Yes
Did
or no?
Did you think, like, pre-think, like, what color they were?
Yeah.
There's only two options.
There's shades.
I know.
Brown and pink.
Yeah.
There's different shades.
There were the
colors. They were beautiful.
I wanted them
They were beautiful
because
I didn't have parking. That, like, I had to double park outside.
Wait,
because he left his car in my parking. Because...
Me you too. Know what I've just accepted? That you're going to be horny on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
No, literally, I'll wake up because I'm up early as fuck. I'm up at 4 in the morning. So I look at my Twitter, and the last person to tweet is Duno about how he needs tits in his face or, like, he needs to be sucking on some titties.
Facts.
Tits are amazing.
Tits are amazing. Honestly, I haven't done that in a while. If I haven't been tweeting lately.
No, you tweeted it yesterday.
I tweeted yesterday because I was horny. Yeah. Oh. But But I'm on for new adventures. You know what I mean?
Like what?
Like, I don't know. Anal? Like, I there's like, what?
Like anal?
Like me?
Uh-huh.
The big A?
You gonna take a popper?
Gay for paint?
I'm not taking a popper. What I'm saying is, like, it's just, I don't know. Like, I need some new titties. You feel me? I'm kind of old. I'm tired of the old titties.
Oh, shit.
No, that's valid, right?
Yeah, but that's.
Do you like little titties or big titties?
I'm with all titties.
Yeah, but what's your favorite?
Like, big titties.
Big titties.
Big titties.
Yeah.
I like small ones, too, though.
Yeah, small ones are cute, too.
Yeah, bring that little mosquito bite over here.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I was...
All titties need love.
One time we talked about this off air, okay? We talked about, like, girls' manicures. And I was like, dude, I need to get a manicure because I don't like, feeling like I have dude hands. And then Josh made a comment about how, yeah, his girls need to have their nails done because he doesn't want it to look like a guy is giving him head.
Oh, a little boy.
Yeah. Me and Angie have thought about that too often. Like, we've mentioned it to each other, huh, Angie?
Angie?
Like, Angie wouldn't know that is what her little weak ass. They never suck dick. You're trash.
Yeah.
You're horrible, Angie.
Angie, what's up, dog? Really?
I don't know why you guys don't believe me.
You fucking
no, we believe you. We're just not proud.
I'm not like Diva.
I'm like Diva. I think you are.
But you should be.
I think you...
We're in 2022, like, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, Angie. I think you're a liar.
Yeah.
I don't think
you can't
lying.
Be from Santa Ana and not be active, Angie.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. But on Wednesday, you guys are going to be at the Rory and Mall show at the Region in downtown Los Angeles. Yeah.
This drops on Thursday. So yesterday, we were at the
Rory. Oh, yesterday. You guys, yesterday, I don't know what the fuck I was doing and who I was with. But I was kicking it.
It was a super sick ass time.
It was a super sick ass time. How do you guys? It sucks that we have to tell you guys this because we don't know how the show's gonna go.
Yeah,
we're recording on Monday.
We don't know because they're definitely not our audience.
Yeah, so we're trying
to. But they were looking for the most popping podcast in LA, and
let's go.
We came up. Big surprise. Oh,
there ain't no other podcast in LA that gets bombs on the freeway.
They know.
You feel me? You feel me? When you want to tap in with LA, you gotta tap in with the. With LA's finest.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
We're the Swifty Blue of podcasts. Come
on. God. Yeah,
it.
They had to check in. I think it's fire that, like, we have came, like, this far with, like, our whole thing because they came around last year, I believe, and there's some people that tagged us, like, who should be the openers and stuff, but, like, now it's, like, so clear.
Yeah.
Who else? Who else? Fucking else?
Who but us?
Who but us? Like, any other decision would be the wrong one.
Say
you feel me? So
shit.
Make the right one.
Big dog.
You know and, it like, and it was like, and if it wasn't like,
big dog.
And if it wasn't like management suggested, they suggested, then management reached out.
Yeah, no, there's been,
because
it
it's
like
different
from
when
a
management
different
gives angle. You, gives artists or the team
it's,
an idea.
Yeah.
And then, but this, they tapped in, they're like, you know, we need whoop, et cetera,
tap,
et cetera.
Tap in,
and then.
And we're actually not supposed to do it, but we got an exception from the Novo. So Shout out to them.
The mafia gods of the fucking podcast venue.
Some wise guys had a conversation.
We're made men at this point, dog.
At this point.
Yeah, the for the podcast, the fools that run the LAC for podcasting tapped in with each other and was like.
They looked at our contract. They said, what contract? You good.
Buddy. They said, hey, put you need a favor. Don Tripas. I got you.
Hey, but also, if you can't make it, we got some meet and greets available.
Oh, that's right. 100%. Let me read this to the audience really quick.
And you guys,
we're going to have some exclusive merch for the meet and greet.
And these little fire Christmas ornaments that you could put.
These are only for the meet and greet people.
Yeah. And once you get there.
Crack it. Can you turn the lights off real quick, Angie?
So.
Just turn the lights off in the hallway real quick.
Really quick, I'm gonna read off our meet and greet package.
Is this turning on?
How does this look on camera? Does this lighting look
good? Do you see it turn on?
Or is it a little weird?
So you're as a part of the meet and greet package, you're gonna have early entry to the live show.
Turn it on now.
Meet and greet, photo with the Brown Bag podcast, printed Brown Bag tote, embroidered Christmas hat, Brown Bag Christmas light up ornament, early access to the merchandise.
That's fire. They got a gang of things.
And the meet and greet will be held before the show. So
facts.
When you're purchasing tickets, click the option that says meet and greet, and that's the way you get access to all these things. The items that we have are going to be exclusive to the meet and greet. So you can't get them, you know, if you go
at the merch booth.
At the merch booth or anything like that.
I'm so happy that Vic saw some titties this past week.
Me too.
Good for Vic.
Love me some titties! Yeah.
That was for the squad right there.
Yeah. And it wasn't off of PSP either.
No.
It was one small peak for Vic and one big peak for Mankind.
Man, what are you guys more looking forward to?
Who, what, when, where, what?
He's like, titties.
I know, titties got me flabbergasted.
Titties got me flabbergasted.
But what are you guys
top
most excited about?
Who are they?
Speaking of titties, I'm just kidding. What's up, Jizz?
What's
that?
That's Uncle Jizz, come here. Jizz is like the horniest person I know.
Oh yeah, she's
Jizz,
the
horniest. Get over here.
Jizz has a show called, she has a thing on Wednesday that she does. It's called Jizz Talk, and people just suggest horny
Maximo,
shit.
Maximo, get the fuck out of the way. Jizz, get over here.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to San Francisco with him.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you in the little cover photo. Jizz, get the fuck over here.
Come on, Jizz.
Hey, Jizz
is an aspiring podcaster.
What's your real name, Giselle?
Giselle.
Her name.
And it just so happened to match with like what guys do when they.
It just so
finish.
Happened. I just so happened to have big boobs to go with it.
Let me see.
Wait, no.
What's your size?
I am a 38 double D.
Ooh, 34 triple D right here, bitch. What's up? All right.
She was like.
Talk to me about your titties.
Bro, what the fuck?
The people want
to
hear this.
You horny all the time.
The people want to hear this.
Wow. Oh. How nice.
The people want to
hear
this.
Why are you letting him talk? Just take off your jacket. I'll take off my vest. Take off your jacket,
I'm good today. I don't got a bra.
Take your fucking jacket off.
Now we're bleeding.
Jizz.
All of a sudden, you're on the Brown Bag pod.
She doesn't want to jizz on her chest all of a sudden.
I did not come prepared for this.
Yeah, Jizz is crazy, though.
She's not acting crazy. What's
you need
up?
A shot. Here. Drink the rest of this Lime-O-Rita.
Hey, Jizz, fuck with me.
All right, fuck it.
I've never met you. What's up?
Jizz is wild, fool.
You guys never met before?
I've never met Jizz.
Like, quick and bye.
What's up?
Girl, hold on. Let me get this. Let me take this.
You ain't wearing a bra or what?
Uh-uh.
Let me
right
see
now.
Then. You guys turn around.
No.
I want to see the thotties. It's not cheating if it's
on
a girl.
The side. You can see the sign.
Let's go. So how'd you meet her?
During the pandemic, actually. We hosted a club, me and Vic.
Oh, yeah.
Major Hurt's birthday
Major
party.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Well, Major and them were my friends. And then he got them to host for his birthday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So then this idiot doesn't know how to pour shots. And he threw the whole tequila all over me.
Okay.
It was a gun one.
It was like the big ass Dunkin' tequila that they, you know, that's like, it's horrible tequila, but it just looks cool because you buy from the
gun. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And you poured it all over you? Did you have to take off your shirt?
All over my eyes. No. Hilarious. My titties almost came out through the bottom, though.
That's why he did it.
That's not why I did it. I was like, all right, titties.
So how'd you become homies?
Then he wouldn't leave us alone after.
Damn. Okay, fuck the
stalker ass fool. Stalker ass fool.
No, I wouldn't leave him alone. It was all her friends started sleeping in with all my homies.
I have one friend.
One?
One.
Steph?
That was after. You? I didn't even know her at the time. Yeah. That wasn't my friend at the time.
Okay.
I feel like it was really organic the way everybody just kind of like. It was. Everybody just cool.
Yeah.
The way everyone kind of.
Well, that too, but you know.
Right. No, but look, if we're being honest, we actually.
No, but if.
We
I actually, met Vic before I met you guys.
How'd you guys meet?
He's so confused right now.
Rosecrans Avenue?
No, what?
Tell him how.
Whoa. How did you nervous?
I'm supposed to remember?
How did we?
I thought we all met the same day.
No.
Ooh,
how do we? Okay, you tell me the recount.
I slid in his DMs and I told him he looked like Drake. Actually, I slid in his friend in Christie's.
Right. Oh, that's
right. And I was
right.
Like, yo, I was like, he looks like Drake.
Oh, but you met Christy before because of
after hours.
Major.
Yeah.
The after hours shit.
So you know Christy. Christy yeah. Mack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So Christy works a lot of the events with Major.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing you post. But look,
she
actually.
A Red Bull,
well, how long ago was that? That was like 2 years ago?
He was on Mad Lately.
Damn.
Ooh. 2 years ago?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay.
Are they brown or pink? What's up?
It's been dark. Shut up.
Hey, no, you know what's crazy? For the one couple we got together, like it was her homegirl and my homie, they're still together to this day.
Wow. Fighting all the time. But
toxic, they're like a toxic relationship, but that's why they always go like, nah, it's doing us fault. We fight because he's the one that got us together.
Eso es el amor, wey. Eso es el amor.
That's actually beautiful to watch.
Yeah, no, it's
not,
cool.
Not
no,
when you gotta deal
cool.
with the drama.
I mean, I watch it from very afar, but I'm always like, that's so cool that they're together still, like, you know? Even though he's so missing positive. A toe.
They kind of found, okay, you know what it is? They found each other's, they're like each other's yin and yang, like, it's no, weird. Like, they make
they're
sense.
They're both yangs. Like, they're
not a They fell in love with, like, how they're both hella ravers.
It just so happens.
That, like, and they're like, you're it's like Spider-Man saw Spider-Man. It's like, and then, yeah.
Okay.
Treacherous twins.
I like your shoes. You Thank have you. The force.
Yeah.
And then also, what are you doing here?
I came to pick up this one so we could go live stream.
Yeah, because we got to do the Twitch.
So you're going to be on live stream before I'm even on the live stream.
You got to work at 4 a.m.
Are you going to show your titties?
Huh?
On live stream?
Maybe not on live stream. I'll do it on a Just Talk.
I want to see it. I want to see them.
Have I flashed before?
No, oh my God.
Take some drink.
No, you guys, airdrop her your titties or something, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so when I get drunk, I want to, right? But I can't hear because these fools are fucking scared ass.
Girl, we could get drunk together.
Whoa, are you trying to fuck her? Look at her busting her
snow.
Look,
she has cute ass dimples. What's up? What's up, Jizz?
Okay.
I've never felt submissive before.
Are you ready? You ready, bitch? What's up?
We'll see you guys December 23rd at the Novo Live Theater.
I'll choke. They like choking bitches, so.
Whoa, my God.
That was one time at the club.
And I promise it was with consent.
Respectfully, I'll choke you out.
Damn, the guy ever slapped you in your face during sex?
Never slapped me. No.
Oh, nice.
Get it to fuck it together.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jizz, I like that you're here. I hate that they're trying to cut us short, but you know what we could do after.
This one over here.
They have boners right now. Yeah.
No, Vic's that's good. Not true. Look, he has 3 pillows. I'm just looking.
Yeah. No, but we're at the club. Jizz be like trying to crack shit. I'll be like, do your shit. Come back in a little bit.
Nah, at the raves, he'll be like, go ahead, baby girl. Do your thing.
Do your thing.
What's your type?
Oh!
That's why I'm saying this. Stop, Letty. They all look like.
They got a little swag to them.
First of all, I'm swagging. Buff, okay.
Well,
but it's crazy. But it's crazy because they're like my older friends that are.
He's trying to act normal, but his face is red as fuck.
I'm normal.
His face is like the color of your jacket.
Everything is good. This week.
Everything's fine. No pasa nada.
No. If you know what's going to happen, every girl that he's brought around before that just introduced Jen as a friend, like, second knock on, they're going to be like, he's the fucker, huh?
Yeah.
And
they
don't give a fuck.
Doesn't matter. It was a long time ago, you know?
It was.
Like, we're like so such cool homies now.
We literally talk like every day.
Yeah, like it's cool as fuck. We have a cool
When he comes, does he make noise or is he quiet?
Oh, I'm done.
Come on, just talk. December 20th. Just talk.
Okay, do that on Wednesday with her.
Oh, just God. Answer real quick. This is an exclusive sneak preview. Come on, Mike. Give it to me. Come on.
Exclusive sneak preview.
Oh, did he twerk? That's just stupid.
It's crazy.
That takes a lot.
We'll see you guys December 23rd at the live show. Jizz will be there upstairs, so you tell him.
And you're going to answer that question. Peace.
December 23rd.